Australia has truly fallen. Listen to this.
Is a trans woman and she may be asked whether or not she intends to have children. And if she replies, yes, I do, and then doesn't get the job because that employer doesn't want to employ women who may be of childbearing age, then she may have been subjected to unlawful discrimination on the basis of potential pregnancy.
A biological male can't become pregnant.
But the grounds of pregnancy includes potential pregnancy as well as pregnancy.
But if they can't become pregnant, how can you then become potentially pregnant?
It's about the unlawful treatment by the employer. If someone is treated unfairly on the basis of pregnancy or potential pregnancy, then that is unlawful discrimination on the basis of pregnancy.
So if a bloke came in and they said, are you going to have children? Which is the same question really. And he said, oh, yeah, maybe. Are you saying that he could also claim that ground?
A man who is seeking a position, then it's not going to apply to a man.
Well, they're both biological men. It makes no sense. A biological man, you stated before, a biological man can't get pregnant. Am I correct? Because if I'm not, I've got to go back to school. I seriously do, because I missed that lesson in biology. But you said a biological man can't get pregnant.
That's correct, Senator. But someone who is a trans woman may be assumed to be pregnant or to be able to be pregnant.
And to top it all off,
from the Commission's perspective, sure. What is a woman?
An adult female human.
Thank you.
And includes a transgender woman.
A biological man, potential pregnancy. This is beyond insanity. Taxpayer-funded institutions are now twisting sex discrimination laws so far that biological reality itself is becoming controversial. These laws were created to protect women, actual women. Instead, ideology is replacing common sense, reality is being blurred, and Australians are being told to ignore basic biology to avoid backlash. Enough is enough.